After the last dish from lunch is washed and put away, mess hall becomes dance hall. Canes and walkers are abandoned as couples begin to fill the makeshift ballroom. A stately gentleman sits off to one side, decked out in top hat and bow tie, his wheelchair barely noticeable. A former jazz pianist, he's recovering from hip surgery, and though he won't be getting up anytime soon, his eyes stare longingly out at the sea of swirling skirts and dapper sport coats. A widowed World War II bride sits on the other side of the room as she does each week, eyes filled with tears. She waits for the song that has kept her husband's memory alive all these years.
You'll never know how much I love you.
At the back of the cafeteria, members of the band warm up their chops on 1920s and 30s dance staples, from foxtrot to swing. Clearly, though, I can't tell my tango from my tail feathers, as one woman is quick to point out when I ask her if this is the cha-cha.
No, darling. There's a big difference. Cha-cha's faster. This is slow. This is a beautiful dance for lovers.
This couple's been tearing up the dance floor ever since their wedding night 63 years ago. They have no plans of slowing down anytime soon.
Well, we love to dance. Well, we dance cha-cha, which is a different rhythm. We like that. We like merengue and cha-fast, you know, fast. A little more snap. This is old-fashioned dancing.
It may be old-fashioned, but these folks have more spunk and sparkle than most teenagers.
I have a sister-in-law who is 23 years younger than I am, and she is a great-grandmother.
Oh, my.
How do you like them apples?
At 90 years young, Harry still plays a mean tenor sax and clarinet. He's part of the Senior Showcase Band.
How do you do it? What's your secret?
M&M's, music and martinis. I like to make people laugh. That's my second occupation. I'm always looking for whatever I can do or say to make people laugh, and then I feel good.
For as long as Harry and the guys are sharing music and spreading good cheer, this lively crowd will keep coming back for seconds.
We look forward to it. It makes it a happy life. You're smiling. I mean, what else do you want if you're smiling and you're happy? It's great to get up in the morning and think that you're going to have a great day. You're all set for it.
Upstairs at the Senior Center, there's more music. Joanne Storley and Will Selbrady are taking part in a study group on great classical composers. Today's topic, the Romantic era, fitting for a couple in the throes of a fresh new romance. They met about a year ago while taking courses through Plato, a university-sponsored learning and retirement organization. Neither had been looking for a mate. Will's wife had passed away from cancer 2 years earlier. Joanne had been happily single for nearly 2 decades. Both had grown children, now with families of their own. Acknowledging mutual interests, but not yet recognizing the passionate spark between them, they did what most teens do. Exchange email addresses.
We just thundered each other with emails.
You can reveal so much over email, that, and it goes so much quicker than it would if in person. You don't have to be as shy as you might be.
And right then from there, we went biking. That was our first date. It took me about 3 tries before I could get her pinned down to going biking with me. And somewhere along the line, we decided we were very much in love with each other. So then we planned and executed a very wonderful commitment ceremony.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to help our families realize that it was a serious commitment,
right.
You know, even for grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And they were all part of our ceremony.
I think it was more like what many people would wish their weddings would have or could have been. They're into the poetry and the writing and the music, and they put together their CD and their songs, and they printed music and sing along.
That's Joanne's son, Bruce. He says his mom has more time now to enjoy life than she did while he was growing up.
Once you're past the raising children stage, you know, you're not doing diapers, you're not running kids to soccer and this and that. You don't have those constraints on your time, your energy, and your brain, and you don't have a lot of big financial challenges facing you. What a neat time to meet. What a neat time to be able to put together a relationship without having all that garbage, so to speak.
He adds, at this stage of the game, both Will and his mom have been around the block a few times. They ought to know a thing or two about relationships.
You never have to apologize for love.
Yeah, that's what I've always told my kids. beautiful. Love is never wrong, is what I tell them.
And take chances. Love can happen at any time. It's not over when you're 40. It's not over when you're 50.
And it's just as enveloping. I mean, I felt like a 16-year-old. You know, for a while. I was glad when that feeling in the pit of my stomach got over. It was like having the flu because it was the focus of my life. My children, no doubt, saw that, and they were a little concerned.
Yeah.
Wow, Mom has slipped out.
I'm not sure how I first heard the word that Mom was involved with a gentleman, but I think it came from my sister who said, you know, Mother was going through this, you know, crazy in love kind of deal.
3 times I drove into Madison from Marshall, where I live, on the wrong road. You know, not the road I intended to take.
The road not intended was where Joanne's heart had led her, to a new home, to begin a new journey, to stand together with this familiar soul, yet not too near.
We still each have our own condos. We joke and say that at our ceremony we exchanged condo keys,
right.
For his birthday, surprise birthday party. I wrote some words to a song. Separate money, separate houses, do not hinder conjugal bliss. There's nothing wrong with sleeping in your own bed once in a while, too, or having a place to go and shut the door.
Invoking Emily Dickinson and Virginia Woolf, they both agree having a room of one's own makes coming back together all the sweeter.
This romantic gentleman is preparing a journal of love, he calls it, with all of our emails.
I just completed copying the first 2 weeks, and I'm on page 57 already. A lot of words. I think we're going to have to cut some out.
But at our age, you don't waste time.
At 79, Will Selbrady has no intention of wasting a single moment. He plans to chart the minutes of every day he has left with words of devotion for his newfound love, his special jewel, as he calls her.
This jewel becomes more precious with each passing day, and the joy that is within me knows no boundaries as I look into her eyes and know she has found her own jewel in me.
And each new day, new memories are etched upon a mended heart, for the seeds of love within all living things seek expression and cannot, should not be denied. Miracles of healing and rebirth are found among those seeds.
Live the seed that with the sun's love in the spring.
Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dance for the rest of my life.